Parashas Pinchas. It's famous for how the parasha begins. The parasha begins with the zealous act of the zealous vigilante act of Pinchas ben Aaron HaKoyen, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen, Heshev es Chamosi. And it's interesting that this parasha always falls out right around the time of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Or Shivasar B'Tammuz is right around this time. It always falls out in the month of Tammuz. And there is a remez in the word Tammuz, which is Tam Vav Zayin. Tam Vav Zayin, which is the Zayin. If you look at the letter Zayin, it's a letter that represents the sword. If you look at the letter Zayin, you think about it, it kind of like is a sword, just upside down. So you're holding, and the letter Vav represents a spear. It's the letter Vav. Vav Zayin is the letters of the spear and the sword. And Vayikach Roimach Biyodoy. Why is it that Pinchas Dafke used the spear and not the sword? Why is it that he took a Roimach? And what does that have to do with this whole, with the time period and what happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz and all that stuff? I spoke about that last year. And I would like to do something new this year, not speaking necessarily about that whole topic, but if you want to see, you can see that in the Shvilei Pinchas. In one of the years, he speaks about that idea, Tam Vav Zayin. We'd like to speak about something else. Is the end of this week's parasha. The end of this week's parasha actually speaks about the Moyadim. Speaks about the Moyadim in the end of this week's parasha. And one of the interesting things that we see by the Moyadim is that there is a parallel between the Moyadim and the 3 weeks. If you count up the amount of days that are Kodesh in the Moyadim, because we count up all together how many days of the Moedim there is exactly 21 days. How many days do we have of the 3 weeks? 21 days. So it seems like that we're dafka laning the parasha of Pinchas, which is the parasha of the Moedim, dafka during the time of the 3 weeks. We're about to start the 3 weeks. Technically, we should be starting the 3 weeks tomorrow. So it's the time of the 3 weeks, and we go into the Moedim, the 3 weeks of Moedim, the 3 weeks of Avelus, which obviously is not meant to be the 3 weeks of Avelus. We'd really love it to be the 3 weeks of celebration. And there's a very famous idea called Roid Feha Hisiguha Bein HaMetzarim, which means that anyone that runs after Hashem, Kol Roid Feha Hisiguha Bein HaMetzarim, if you're searching for Hashem, the best time to find Hashem is during the 3 weeks. Check that out. You know, there's not that many people looking during the 3 weeks necessarily, searching particularly hard for Hashem, but it's the best time to find Hashem. And the mashal is as follows. When the king is in the palace, you know how hard it is going to be to get to the king? The king's in the palace. You know, I've got to first get invited to the palace. Then once you're in the palace, so you have to get into the royal, the king's, his royal room or whatever it's called. Someone help me out. Chamber. His royal chambers. And then, yeah, it's like, you'll never get in. Who's going to get into the king? Usually. However, when Hashem is Ki'ilu in the Golus, when the Shechina is in the Golus, in the times of Avelus, so then, Adarabba, that's a time when we can, a person can, Davka see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein HaMetzarim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is Ki'ilu in the field. So this is Dafka time when we're going to be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What I'd like to speak about here a little bit is the following thing. Listen to this, my friends. One of the interesting things that the Apturov says is that Tisha B'Av stands for Tess in the Aleph Beis. Tisha B'Av. Look at the word B'Av. The word B'Av is B'Aleph Beis. Tess B'Aleph Beis. The Tisha B'Av is the Tess of Aleph Beis. What does that mean? In other words, there's many letters in the Aleph Beis, and Tisha B'Av stands for the Tess of Aleph Beis. How many letters are there in the Aleph Beis? Anyone know? 22 letters in the Aleph Beis. There's 22. So perhaps we could suggest that The 21 days of the 3 weeks represent the Aleph Beis somehow, and Tisha B'Av is the test of the Aleph Beis or something like that. We got to figure out what's with the 21, 22. So we're going to start here from the beginning. We'll start as follows. Okay. He brings, the Shvilei Pinchas brings here, from the Apterov, he says, the 21 days that are Bein HaMitzarim is the Makar and Shairish to all of the Mayadim, which are also 21 days that are mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. He brings a simen, Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. It's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. What's Ach? Aleph Chaf? Gematria? Ach Toiv Li Yisrael. Which means we have 21 good days, 21 days of Yom Tov. There's the 21 days which are paralleling that in this week's Parashah, which is the 21 days of the 3 weeks. So that's why we have over here this idea, Dafka, in this week's parasha. And perhaps there's a remez to that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eke Asher Eke. He doesn't say Eke. He says it's Aleph and Hey, Vav, and then afterwards another Hey, Yud, I'm sorry, and then a Vav, another Hey. Aleph and Hey, and then he has a Yud, and then another Hey. Eke Asher Eke. What's the gematria of Eke? Aleph and Hey, Yud and Hey, 21. Eke, 21, Asher Eke, 21, which is the 21 Moedim, the 21 of the 3 days of the 3 weeks, which is it's the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One might say, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in the good times, but in the bad times he forsakes us. No, it's not true. We are not forsaken. Eke, Asher Eke. It's the same Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in all different times. And these are the different 21s. Now, the makar for this idea of the 21 days of the 3 weeks is actually a Rashi. Rashi brings, in the words of the Navi says, by Yirmiyah, Ma Taroya Yirmiyah, Vayomer Makel Shokeid Ani Roa. I see a branch of an olive of an almond tree. Rashi says, why is it an almond tree? Shokeid Mishas Chanitaset Gemar Bishuloi is 21 days. The process of a shokeid from blooming to becoming ripe is 21 days. Kiminyan Ayomim, like the number of days from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, 21 days. The 3 weeks, 21 days. The Arizal also brings it. The Arizal says, Inyan Beinam Etzarim is 21 days from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av. Rabbi said there's a very big problem. And it messes everything up. Because how many days are there from Shiva Asar B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av? Count. 22. There's 22 days. From Shiva Asar till Tisha B'Av. Altogether, the amount of days of the 3 weeks is actually 22 days. So why are we saying it's 21 days? And it's not just, okay, 21, 22. It's 21 days because there's 21 days, 21 Yom Tovim. There's 21 days of the 3 weeks. Eke, Asher Eke. And then we say that the Makal Shokeid is 21 days to bloom, just like the 21 days of the 3 weeks. It's not 21 days, it's 22. So what's going on in this remez over here? So he brings the following thing. The Sefer Machaze Avraham brings, the answer has to be that Tisha B'Av doesn't count. For some reason, we're going to have to say Tisha B'Av is going to be different. Tisha B'Av Einu Min Aminyan. Because Tisha B'Av is the day that Mashiach ben David is born. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. Anyone know what his name is going to be? His name is going to be Menachem, like Menachem of. The Marashas' name is Menachem. Anyway, I'll call upon him. So some reason Tisha B'Av is different. Okay. So we're going to have to try to explain what does that mean, Tisha B'Av is different. And Tisha B'Av is different, so let's get it straight. We said that Tisha B'Av stands for Tes Ba'alef Beis. So somehow, the way that Tisha B'Av is different is because the letter Tes is going to be different. Tisha B'Av represents the letter Tes, and that's going to make it different. Let's try to understand as follows. It's an interesting thing. Shiva Asar B'Tamuz is the day that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. Now, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos, what happened was, actually, it says in the Pasuk, Vayaris Eglo Macholos, Vicharaf Moshe, Vayishlach Miyadu as a Luchos, he sent them from his hands, Vayishabro Isam Tachas Hahar. Chazal say that the Oisiois, the Ksuvim of the Luchos, Parchu, they like flew away. Moshe Rabbeinu saw the letters were like flying off of the tablet, off of the Luchos. And Moshe said, okay, there's no point in keeping it without the letters, and therefore he broke it. Histakel Moshe Beluchos. He saw that the ksav was being poireach, it was like flying away. They flew out of his hands, they dropped him out of his hands and they broke. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchas. Were these the luchas rishonis? Were these luchas shnius? That's a pretty obvious question. These luchas rishonis. That's why we had to have a shnius, is because the luchas rishonis were broken. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu. Okay, now there's a difference between the Luchos Rishonis and Luchos Shniyos. Is in the Luchos Rishonis, it doesn't say the word Toiv. In the Gemara in Baba Kama asks the following question: Mepnei Ma BeDibros Rishonis Lo Nemar Behen Toiv? Why doesn't it say the word Toiv, which starts with the letter Tes? Why doesn't it say that in the Luchos Rishonis? Says the Gemara, because Hoyl v'soifan lihishtaber, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the Luchos were going to be destroyed. He purposely never wrote the word Toiv in the Luchos Rishonis, so we shouldn't have the letter Tes over there, because we don't want that to be broken. Toiv should not be broken. Everything else was broken. There's one letter not broken. That's the letter Tes. Now it's starting to feel that Tes is becoming important, my friends. So somehow the Tes was never broken. And Tisha B'Av is the letter Tes. What does that mean, the Tes is never broken? Why Tes? Tes is a great letter. Beis is a great letter also, my friends. Where do we start the Torah with? Beis, why? Bracha. Bracha, Beis Hashem. Should be zeichet to find bracha. Akitzer, my point is like this. It's a great letter. We got lots of good letters. We're going to leave Tes out of the question. What is it about Tes? That Tes dafka doesn't, we don't want Tes to be broken. So perhaps as follows. What happened when the luchas were broken is these letters, they all kind of like, we lost the letters. The letters all, ki'ilu, were, the lashon he uses over here is they were neifel. All the luchas, all the letters that we had, we all lost them. And we have to kind of like get them back. Now the letters are hidden. The nitzaitzis of the letters are no longer with us. But in order to find the letters, so we're going to have to go through the challenges of the Gullus in order that we should be able to restore the letters. So now, the letter Tes, however, which is the letter that starts with the word Tov, is a very interesting letter. Why is that? The Pasuk says, Morav Tuvcha asher tzafanta l'reyecha. Morav Tuvcha is all of this goodness, asher tzafanta, which you have hidden, l'reyecha. You've hidden it. Where is it hidden? Morav Tuvcha asher tzafanta. You've hidden it. If you look at the way the letter Tes is spelled, okay, I'm like basically trying to make a letter Tes in front of you. The letter Tes is, you can kind of like go in, and you got to go all the way, to get into the letter Tes, you got to go all the way around and just get in. The letter Tes is like, has got a secret compartment inside of it. That's the letter Tes. Morav Tuvcha asher tzafanta reyecha, the Toiv, is hidden in the letter Tes. Everything is hidden inside. That's what the letter Tes represents. It represents that there's something hidden that's really good, the Toiv. Toiv is not always so obvious to us. Like, for example, Tisha B'Av is a day which is called a Moyed. Korolai Moyed. It's a Moyed, means that it's a, we don't say Tachanun on Tisha B'Av.
Why not? Because it's a Moed. Tisha B'Av doesn't look like a very happy day. There's something special hidden in Tisha B'Av that we don't see. And Tisha B'Av represents that letter, which where we can draw in a certain way our inspiration from this letter, and we could get from there, and that was never really tarnished, the letter Tisha B'Av. That's why it says, Kol ha mis'abel al Yushalayim zoicha v'roya b'simchasa. It's there in the day, in the Avelus, when we know that it's hidden, and I could go beyond that and find it, so then a person is really getting in touch with what Tisha B'Av really is. So it comes out as follows. Perhaps we can suggest that just like there are 22 letters in the Aleph Beis, how many of them were broken? 21 of them. One letter test was not broken. There are 22 days of the 3 weeks, but one of those days doesn't really need a tikkun. Which day is that? That's Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is already a Moyed. The tikkun that we have of the 3 weeks is Eke Asher Eke. 21 days of Avelos, 21 days of Moyed. The Moyedim on this week's Parsha. But Tisha B'Av is already a Moyed. It's its own Moyed. It doesn't need another Moyed to parallel Tisha B'Av, because it itself is a Moyed. And a person is supposed to go into this challenging period understanding that the climax, the pinnacle of 3 weeks is Tisha B'Av, where it's tes, it's toif, it's just hidden. Ach toiv li Yisrael. The remez is 21 days, toiv li Yisrael. There's one day which is obviously toif. It's already toif. That's tes be'av. The letter tes is attached to Tisha B'Av. It was never broken. And even though we have on this time so much like challenges and struggles, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in Tisha B'Av the ability to draw the inspiration, to be able to see past, to see through, that there is Toiv that's hidden inside of it already, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already gave us the tools to be able to deal with the challenges, Kol HaMis'abel al Yushalayim Zoicha V'Roya B'Simchasa, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the knowledge that we know that there's something good that's going to come out, that's tzafun, the toiv that's tzafun, that's hidden for Klal Yisrael. So Beis Hashem, during this tkufa, here's a time for a person to try to a little bit feel some of the churban of Yushalayim, of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina being in Golis. Tonight, those of us that will be here are going to the Kaisel, to Davin. Beis Hashem, hopefully, Matzah Shabbos, we're going to go to Kever Rochel, where Rochel is Mevaka al Baneha. We're going to be doing a very special Seder of Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos is something that only the very, very holy Jews are makbara to do Tikkun Chatzos. We got a psak from one of the G'dayle Yushalayim that during the 3 weeks, we can do Tikkun Chatzos. Matzei Shabbos, Beis Hashem. Those of you who would like to join us, we're going to be leaving here at around 12:15. Going to do Tikkun Chatzos in Kever Rochel. There's a Koilel Chatzos in Kever Rochel that goes every night to a Chatzos that learns there from Chatzos until Nates. A very special Koilel of Yushalmi Yungalite. And then Thursday, Beis Hashem, those that would like to join us will be going to Marasa Machpelah. Yedua Yirmiya went to all the Avos, and he davened to them, and he asked them that he should have Rachmanas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have Rachmanas, to intercede on our behalf. So too, we will follow in his footsteps. Go to the Kaisel, go to Kever Rochel, go to Marasa Machpelah, and Beis Hashem, we should be zoicha that this year, the toiv that's inside of Tisha B'Av should be revealed to us, and we should be zoicha that this year we should see the Mayed, Uvalet Tzio in Goyel, and Herav Yameinu, Amen.